2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Now we urge you, brothers, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him. To the end that you are not quickly shaken from your mind, nor yet be troubled, either by spirit, or by word, or by letter as from us, as that the day of the Lord is just at hand. Let no man beguile you in any wise, for it will not be, except the falling away comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. He who opposes and exalts himself against all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, setting himself forth as God. Don't you remember, that, when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know that which restrains, to the end that he may be revealed in his own season. For the mystery of lawlessness does already work, only there is one who restrains now, until he is removed. And then will be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus will slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to nothing by the manifestation of his coming. Even he, whose coming is according to the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceit of unrighteousness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sends them a working of error, that they should believe a lie. That all who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, would be judged. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brothers beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning to salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. To which he also called you through our good news, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand fast, and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word, or by letter of ours. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word.